One of the forefront leaders in our generation of religious Zionism is Rav Yaakov Ariel. Rav Yaakov Ariel is the chief rabbi of Ramat Gan, and he is also one of the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshivat Hisder in Ramat Gan. He's an outstanding Talmid Chacham, and he points out that there are partnerships that exist which are not only practical, but are also ideological. Ideological to the extent that these partnerships represent the sustenance and the continuance of the Jewish people. The greatest partnership that Klal Yisrael ever had in terms of outstanding leadership was the partnership that existed between Moshe Rabbeinu and his predecessor, his follower, I should say, his Talmud, his outstanding student, Yehoshua ben Nun. Moshe and Yehoshua respectively represented a union in which the entire concept of Judaism is predicated upon. Moshe represents, of course, Torah, Torah Yisrael. After all, he was the one who received the Torah at Har Sinai, as we all know. He was the one who transmitted the Torah. He served as the liaison from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to transmit the Torah forward to Am Yisrael for all eternity. Yehoshua represented the leader who would bring the second gift to Bnei Yisrael, that of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, to a large extent, because Moshe Rabbeinu was unable to enter Eretz Yisrael, to conquer Eretz Yisrael, and to see Bnei Yisrael and escort them into the land, Yehoshua, in a sense, completed the mission that Moshe began. And in a sense, Moshe, his entire gestalt, what he completely represented, was completed through Yehoshua, Eretz Yisrael. Yehoshua forges the operation of conquering Eretz Yisrael, on the other hand, by partnering with what his Rebbe Moshe represented through the Torah. Bnei Yisrael were escorted into Eretz Yisrael. They conquered the Shiva Umot. They conquered Eretz Canaan, being led by none other than the Aron Kodesh. The Aron Kodesh, which went in front of them, of course, held the Luchot and represented the entity of Torah itself. And ultimately, Yehoshua ensures that the Aron Kodesh rests in Shiloh and within the Kodesh HaKadashim, the Holy of Holies, the greatest, the sanctified room, which of course bottled and held and stored, in a sense, the Shechinah HaKadoshah, the divinity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by means of the Torah itself. Interestingly enough, Chazal, with regards to Moshe and Yehoshua, say, Pnei Moshe kipnei achama. Moshe Rabbeinu's countenance, if you may, is compared to the sun, the rays, the light of the sun. Pnei Yehoshua kipnei alevana. The countenance of Yehoshua is kalevana, is like the moon. Classically, this is understood that Moshe Rabbeinu was much stronger than Yehoshua. He was representative of the rays of light of the sun, whereas Yehoshua, who may of course have been on a tremendous level, a Navi Yisrael, there is no question about that, but perhaps the remarkable leadership of Moshe was lost a little bit in Yehoshua. Yehoshua was not quite on that level. Lo kam kemoshe od, and therefore his face, his countenance is compared to a dimmed light of the Levana, of the moon. But there is a greater understanding. The Levana, the moon, is illuminated as a result or as a reflection from the sun. And therefore, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu perhaps wanted us to understand by means of Moshe and Yehoshua is that without Torah Moshe, were it not for the rays of sun, the light of Torah, then there is no light in the moon of Yehoshua. Eretz Yisrael that Yehoshua conquers almost becomes meaningless. Were it not for Torah Yisrael, we could not appreciate, we could not inherit Eretz Yisrael. And at some time we have to realize that while undoubtedly without the Torah, Eretz Yisrael could not be appreciated, at the same time, Torah Yisrael, the Torah cannot be completely fulfilled without Eretz Yisrael. After all of us know that there are mitzvot hatluyot ba'aretz, specific commandments, fulfillments in the Torah that cannot be completed without being done so in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, what is represented through Moshe and Yehoshua is representative of the greatest union that Am Yisrael have, that of Torah and Eretz Yisrael. One, to a certain extent, cannot survive, cannot thrive without the other. In the aftermath of the war in Gaza, it is crucial that we recognize why we were victorious. Not only why we were victorious, but let me say first, we have to recognize that we were victorious. Because the war itself invigorated within us, reawakened within the Jewish people, certainly the religious populace, and also the secular population in Eretz Yisrael, a consciousness. There is a reality that slapped us in the face, that gave us a wonderful resurrection, so to speak. The reality that religious Zionism is very much alive. If it wasn't, in the past, if religious Zionism was going through soul-searching and understanding what its position was, then certainly through this war, religious Zionism was resurrected. There was an article which appeared this past week called Religious Zionism and the People's Army. And I quote you, 4 out of the 10 soldiers killed in Operation Cast Lead were religious Zionists, crocheted kippah-wearing combat soldiers. This unfortunate fact could be dismissed as a sad coincidence. However, this is not the case. Not only were religious Zionists, who make up between 10% and 15% of the entire population in Israel, disproportionately represented among the IDF's casualties, but also among combat officers, both in career service and in the reserves. Hundreds of Hezder students, such as Dvir Emanuelov from the Netivot Yeshiva, Rachman Litzlan, who was killed in the first week of fighting, served in Gaza. There were also many religious Zionist young men, like Nitai Stern, another casualty, who enlisted immediately after high school. More significantly, dozens of the low to middle level officers who served in Gaza were graduates of pre-military yeshiva academies. One such officer was Yoni Netanel, Zichrono Levracha, who studied for 3 years at Bnei David Yeshiva Academy in Eli, a settlement in Samaria, and who was killed in Gaza by friendly fire. Others like Dagan Vartman, Zichrono Levracha, enlisted in the IDF after devoting several years to Torah study at Yeshivat Har Hamor. In the most recent graduation from Bad 1, the officer's training base, about half were religious Zionists, according to a former training officer. Even more conservative estimates of past graduations from Bad 1 claim that between 30 and 40% of the graduates were religious. The basic conclusion is that for a long time now, the IDF has ceased to be the people's army envisioned by the state's first Prime Minister, David Ben-Gurion. But undoubtedly, the most dramatic change has been amongst religious Zionists. There has been a spiritual awakening that transpired, Rabotai, during the course of this war. boys equipped themselves, boys who were from secular homes, took Sifrei Tehillim and patched the Tehillim against their bodies in an attempt to protect themselves against their enemies, realizing that there was truly a certain amount of significance and that it was a positive step to take, and that certainly it could be effective as they go out to battle. There were articles which were printed about 1,500 talitot, tzitzit, that was passed out to the soldiers. And our non-religious soldiers took these tzitzit and wore them with pride, recognizing that they too would serve as armored vests, protecting them in the field of battle. Religious Zionism represents a shiluv, a fine mixture of the two foundations that were given to us, that were nurtured to us by our great leaders, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rav, the teacher, the Rosh Yeshiva, and Yoshua ben Nun, the officer, the combatant, the military soldier who held close and adhered to religious subscription. And much like Moshe and Yoshua had battles, and much like Moshe and Yoshua demonstrated to Bnei Israel, with which values do we equip ourselves in order to ensure victory, so too in the war in Gaza, our chayalim reminded us, but more importantly, they reminded themselves that ultimately it is Torah and Eretz Yisrael combined that allow us to wave the flags of victory. In this week's parsha, the Torah begins, Va'era el Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov be'el Shaddai. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal explains that Shaddai comes, very much as we're aware, from the understanding of Chazal, She'omer le'olamo dai. Shaddai, the name of Hashem, represents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibiyachol can at one point decide, Omer le'olamo dai, enough, no more suffering, and put an end to an exile immediately, as is the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is so hard for us to comprehend. And therefore, while Mitzrayim should have been, Shiabud Mitzrayim, should have been 400 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided instantaneously to end it at 210. However, Rav Moshe says that this is with regard to past exiles the Jewish people have had. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dealt with it with regards to Shaddai, Omer le'olamo dai, enough. He puts an end to it immediately. However, says Rav Moshe, Aval be'geulah ha'atidah, the future ultimate redemption of the Jewish people, shelo b'chipazon, who machmat she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotzeh le'ga'aleinu ge'ulah shelo tipaseik shuv. The future redemption of the Jewish people, as I believe we are witnessing currently in the world that we live, is something that will not go away and will not happen instantaneously. It is a slow, more challenging, perhaps painstaking process. Shehu kishyavo ha'et. Why? Because something which is slow, something which takes time, something which requires investment and nurturing, is something which is that much more worthwhile, and ultimately, it is everlasting. When it comes, says Rav Moshe, shekavash yakiru kol agoyim ki anu am Hashem. When the time is ripe for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal to the world that indeed we are the chosen people, v'yaviu et zeh b'simcha u'b'chavod gadol, it will be with happiness, with joy and glory, demonstrating the reverence that Bnei Yisrael are so deserving of. And while it might be a slower and painstaking process, at the same time, as we move now through the process of Geula, of being redeemed, as we anticipate the ultimate redemption of Am Yisrael, we must recognize that this war has reminded us that it is through the values of Torah and Eretz Yisrael that we can be sure that our Geula b'meira b'yameinu will be perpetual. We should all be zoche as a result of the remarkable insights, the remarkable revelations that we have seen through our chayalim in Tzva HaGana Yisrael, marked in the war in Gaza, to be inspired, to hold our heads high, and to anticipate the Biat Goel Tzedek b'mehra b'yameinu, Amen. Those of you who would like to join me or have me join them, I will be lecturing throughout the United States in a lecture tour called Solidarity with the South from February 8th through the 20th. If you're interested in having me visit your community, please visit and see my website, www.rabbihammer.com, or feel free to call directly 201-645-4044. Thank you.